from Coca-Cola Park here in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Just about ready for Iron Pigs baseball. Hi, everybody. Sam Jelinek with you from the Cyan Sky Broadcast Boy. Joined alongside, in person, in the flesh, it's Connor Brown, not cooped up in some studio back in Fox Sports of the Lehigh Valley. Connor, welcome out to the ballpark for the first time this season.
I mean, it's awesome to be here. Much better view here than, say, back in the studio. I still love what I do back in the studio, but actually being here, getting all the sights, the sounds, the scents of Coca-Cola Park. It's awesome, especially with this being the last week of the season. Had to get it in. So really looking forward, as especially we had a crazy end to the ball game last night. Hopefully that craziness carries over here into game three.
Indeed, we did a very crazy finish to the ball game last night. Iron Pigs rallying for three runs in the bottom of the ninth on the benefit of just one hit. They got two errors, a catcher's interference, a missed tag out at second base, couple that with a hit by pitch, a wild pitch, and then a pass ball to win it. And all of a sudden, you stir that all together, and out comes three runs and the seventh walk-off victory of the year for the Pigs. So the Pigs now at 66 and 76 in the season. They're 32 and 37 in the second half. They've been done and dusted for a while. The Iron Pigs win, though, over Worcester, completely eliminated the Woo Sox, as they're now at 77 and 69, 42 and 29 in the second half. 4.5 games back with just 4 games to play here in the season. You do the math. I'm not even that smart. You can still figure that out. So, just playing out the string here these final 4 games. We got Tyler Phillips for the Pigs tonight, going up against Brad Keller for the Woo Sox, a starting pitching matchup that I think is actually relatively intriguing given what you can sometimes see at the end of the year, which is, well, teams cobbling together pitching. This is a fairly good matchup.
No, it really is, especially with two guys who made a lot of starts this season. You know, obviously with Phillips, you know his story this year, where he spent some time up with the big league club in Philadelphia, struggled a little bit towards the tail end of his stint up in Philadelphia, and then also struggled a little bit in his return to Lehigh Valley. But then we saw him in his last start against Grant Wilkes-Barre kind of return to that mid-form Phillips, form, where he throws 7 innings of 2-run baseball, 4 strikeouts, on only 1 walk as well. He picked up the no decision. Unfortunately, you know, you should usually pick up the win when you throw 2 runs over 7 innings. But with Phillips, it was nice to see that return to normalcy, I'd say, for him his last time out. And hopefully his last start in 2024 is more indicative of what he did last time out.
Yeah, Phillips has really been, you could say, the stalwart of the Iron Pigs rotation all season long. He's going to lead this team in innings pitched. He leads them in quality starts. And I think there's a not an outside shot. Depending on what happens to the Phillies this weekend, they are match number one away from clinching a postseason spot. I'm not quite sure what the magic number technically is to actually clinch the NL East. I think it's around 4 is what I'm being told. It's in the realm of possibility they clinch this weekend in New York is, you know, the crux of it, essentially. But I think that Phillips has a shot to maybe go up and pitch some innings for the Phillies down the stretch, maybe, should they seal everything up and want to rest some of their arms. So that'll be interesting to see. But Tyler has emerged from the Iron Pigs' third base side dugout, which means it's time for the National Anthem. National Anthem is always brought to you by Allied Personnel Services. Ready to step up to the plate with your job search at a home run with the best jobs, best companies, and best pay in the valley when you team up with Allied Personnel Services, the Lehigh Valley's hiring experts for 40 years. Visit AlliedPS.com today to see all of the great jobs available. We'll go ahead, take one more intermission, and when we come back, it'll be time for first pitch. It's game 3 of 6 here this week as we enter into the home stretch. Final 4 games of the season. Iron Pigs and Woo Sox coming up next here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network. Presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Gentlemen, please welcome Fernfield Corner.
Game 3 of the 6-game series between the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs and the Worcester Red Sox just about ready to get underway. Hi, everybody. Back again in the Cyan Sky broadcast booth. It's Sam Jelinek alongside Connor Brown. And Connor, well, it's Game 3. It's kind of the start of the end of it all, so to speak, where for the Iron Pigs, they've been eliminated from postseason contention for a while now. But now for the Woo Sox, they're on the other side of the rainbow as well. It'll be interesting to see what we get here for the final four games of the series. And these are both orgs that have a lot of guys on these lineups. Two starting pitchers tonight in particular, Tyler Phillips and Brad Keller, who are probably eyeing a couple more major league innings down the stretch for both Boston and Philadelphia.
Yeah, no, it's funny how you mentioned both these teams coming into the last series of the season. The Iron Pigs kind of did their job. They came in wanting to be spoilers, with already having their postseason hopes spoiled a few weeks ago with the win last night, taking the Woo Sox out of playoff contention. And, yeah, it's really important for Phillips and Keller on both sides to show what they can do here in their last starts of the AAA season, because, like you said, they might be needed down the stretch run of the Major League season in the next few weeks. So really important for Phillips and Keller to really show out and give a last good impression for the big league club.
So you know that Tyler Phillips and Brad Keller are starting. Let's get the rest of the starting lineup now, at least for the Worcester Red Sox, brought to you by PSECU. PSECU, where members achieve more. It'll be Roman Anthony leading things off. He's going to play left field today after starting in center the past two nights. Chase Mydroth bats second again in DHs. Nicky Gasper at first hits third. Vaughn Grissom moves up. He'll be the cleanup man batting and playing second base. Jamie Westbrook at third hits fifth. Bobby Dalbec, the shortstop, again hitting sixth. Tyler McDonough's in center field batting seventh, and then the two new additions to the lineup, Reese McGuire hitting eighth and catching, and Phillip Sykes making his 2024 Worcester debut. He's in right field batting ninth, with Brad Keller pitching for the Woo Sox. Defensively for the Pigs, behind Phillips, it's Wilson, McKenna, De La Cruz left to right in the outfield. Then around the infield, Buddy Kennedy back for the Pigs. Scott Carey at short, Jim Haley at second, and Carson Taylor at first. First pitch of the game from Tyler Phillips to Roman Anthony is a sinker outside. We're underway a couple minutes late at 6:48 game time temp. My watch tells me it's 81. It feels cooler than that. Feels like a lie. 1-0, down and in, 2-0.
And one of the interesting things from the Woo Sox starting lineup today is Reese McGuire getting that start at catcher. We saw, Kyle Teal last night kind of fall apart in the bottom of the ninth that, led to it. So interesting to see McGuire get the start here today.
2-0, Anthony, a weak dribbler up the first base side, 2-1. I would have guessed that Teal's probably getting the day off today, no matter what happened in the ninth inning of last night. Just, starting three straight games, probably not in the cards entirely, but that's just about as brutal of a ninth inning as I can remember as far as one player having to shoulder all that.
Yes.
2-1, and Anthony, a line shot the other way, and that's a base hit. Roman Anthony just keeps on hitting. Leadoff single. He's good.
Yeah, no, he's really good. I mean, Boston fans have a lot of, reasons to be excited. You see a lot of their young players already, developing with the big league club. A guy like Roman Anthony is not going to be down here, I feel like, much longer, heading into next year.
So Anthony aboard to lead off the ball game, brings up Chase Mydroth. Phillips pitching to Rafael Marchand behind the plate. First pitch, and it's down and away. Ball one. Tyler making his 20th start of the year for the Pigs. He's 7-5 with a 5.19 ERA, 112 and two-thirds innings. That leads the ball club, 97 strikeouts, 47 walks. 6'5", 225-pound righty. From the belt, pitch to Mydroth. Sinker on the inside half, 1-1. Outfield shades Mydroth the other way. Middle infield at double play depth. Kennedy hugging the line at third. Hall holds on the runner. Phillips ready. And the pitch. Mydroth a high chopper off the plate towards second, charging in for it. Haley gloves, got tripped up by Anthony, and that's going to be interference. Anthony saying he never made contact with Haley, but Anthony's going to get called for interference here. Third base umpire Dane Ponczak telling Anthony go back to the dugout. You're out, and out from the dugout comes Chad Tracy to argue it.
Well, it's funny. It almost looked like simultaneously as Haley fielded the ball, his glove hit the foot of Anthony. I have to see a replay of this, but I've seen the service electric feed and then live. It might not even be runner interference. He might just be flat out on this.
Huh. This is very, very strange. As looking at the replay, it looks like Man, that is close. Yeah, I think Anthony might have put his hand on the back of Haley.
That's true. Yeah, I think that's where you're going to get, yeah, the runner's interference. So Anthony out here in the first.
So one out. Runner over at first. It'll ultimately be a fielder's choice, and the out awarded to Jim Haley is the first pitch to Mickey Gasper. Misses down low. Ball one. So Mydroth replaces Anthony at first. One away. Gasper from the left side has driven in a run in the first inning each of the first two games. Now takes outside. Ball one, or ball two. So 2-0 the count on Mickey Gasper. Or check that, 1-1. 1-1 from Phillips, down and away. 2-1.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's usually the Iron Pigs that get off to the hot starts, but it's been the Woo Sox so far in this series. You know, with the 3-0 lead last night, and then also the 8-0 lead, I believe, they had before the Iron Pigs got on the scoreboard in the series opener. So a little flip-flop between the two teams on how they start games.
Yeah, the Iron Pigs for a long time have had so much success in the first. This ball rolled over on the ground to second. Haley Gloves flips to second. Juan King with a turn to first in time. 4-6-3 double play, and Tyler Phillips doing what he does best. Rolling ground ball double plays, gives up the single to begin the inning, but then the runner's interference out at second, and then the ground ball double play ends the inning. Go to the bottom of the first. It's the Woo Sox nothing, and the Iron Pigs coming back here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. Home half of the first inning, it's the Woo Sox nothing, and the Iron Pigs coming to bat here against Brad Keller on the mound for Worcester. This is the lineup that he'll face for the Iron Pigs, brought to you by PSECU. PSECU, where members achieve more. Top three, Scott Kingery, Carson Taylor, Buddy Kennedy, and then Derek Hall, Raphael Marchand, and Ryan McKenna. 7-8-9, Ethan Wilson, one of the heroes from last night. Jim Haley, Carlos De La Cruz rounds it out against Brad Keller. Defensively for the Woo Sox, it's Roman Anthony in left, Tyler McDonough in center, Philip Sykes in right, Jamie Westbrook's third, Bobby Dahlbeck in short, Vaughn Grissom at second, Mickey Gasper at first, and Reese McGuire catches Keller. Keller the righty into his wine, first pitch. Kingery takes up and in, ball one. Keller making his 13th appearance for the Woo Sox, 10th start overall, 3-2 with a 3.26 ERA. He dominated the Iron Pigs last month. 1-0 breaking ball in the outside corner, 1-1. Six scoreless innings back when the Pigs dropped 5-6 to Worcester in August. 1-1. Kingery checks his swing. Fastball's called a strike anyways in the outside corner. 1-2.
Yeah, it's funny, Sam. For most of the season, he wasn't going past 3-4 innings, but here in the month of September, he's gone at least five. And then in his last two starts, six innings in both. So you see Keller, you know, getting that arm stretched out here at the end of the season.
He's kind of been kept on a yo-yo by the Red Sox. 1-2, foul back, still 1-2. Where he's been needed at the major league level at times as kind of a long man out of the bullpen. Been sent back down to Worcester, where he's worked in more sporadic stints, like you mentioned, that long man role, 3-4 innings. Then other times, like now, being asked to start again. 1-2, Kingery fouls it back. Count remains 1-2.
And you got to like to see that out of Keller, because you're already asking him to do what he was doing before, and now the fact that you get towards the end of the AAA season where the roster's a little bit thin, particularly at, you know, starting pitcher position, So it's nice to see Keller, you know, step up to the plate in that.
1-2, Kingery pops another one. Fallon, and Keller's a guy who understands what it takes to both get and stay at the Major League level. More than 6 years of Major League service time, most of that coming with Kansas City, where he was a member of that rotation for a very, very long time. Royals team that's now in the postseason, or shouldn't say in the postseason, looking at a postseason spot. The pitch, Kingery swings, foul tips it, held on to by McGuire. Just got down on strikes, one away. Brings up Carson Taylor. It's one of the more fun things we get to do now that the International League postseason picture is wrapped up. If you didn't hear, Buffalo defeated Scranton after the Iron Pigs defeated Worcester last night. That handed the second half IL title to Columbus, who will now face Omaha in a three-game set for the official IL title. First pitch to Carson Taylor's in for a strike, 0-1. So with that all settled, we kind of look at the Major League picture and it's shaping up to be a lot of fun.
I mean, yeah, it's a lot of fun, specifically in the NL, as Taylor fouls that one off. I mean, it just changes every single night. Last night, though, there wasn't, like, too much movement, because I think every team that was playing last night in the NL wildcard won. But you got to wonder, you know, if you're one of those top seeds, which NL wildcard team do you want to end up playing? If you're Philadelphia, if you're Los Angeles, Milwaukee, you know, out of those three, like, which one do you think is the most dangerous? Because I really think all three in the Diamondbacks, the Mets, and the Padres, and even the Braves, all scary options, I still think.
Taylor fouls another one off, so still 1-2. Carson with another really good game. First two games for the Iron Pigs. Last night picked up a couple more hits. Ended up finishing 2-for-3 with a lineout as well. Now, the Phillies are starting to, you know, think about, now that they really have too much control over who they ultimately play. 1-2. And Taylor, a line drive out towards left. That's slicing right back to Roman Anthony. Puts it away. Two outs. That, you know, once you lock up the bye, after that, it's, you know, up to fate who you're going to play at that point. But it's a fun exercise in the meantime to figure out, okay, you know, the Padres have all the star power that you can imagine. The Mets have the mojo. You look at a team like the D-backs, maybe they still have something to prove from last year that getting to the World Series wasn't a fluke. Two outs, nobody on for Buddy Kennedy, and Buddy with a drive right center field. McDonough on the run, center fielder, full sprint. Puts it away, Buddy retired. And very quickly after Kennedy, his first at-bat back with the Iron Pigs, is set down on one pitch, and the inning over. Pigs go down 1-2-3, and we go to the second, no score after one, here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. Top of the second, it's the Woo Sox and Iron Pig scoreless after one. He's Connor Brown, I'm Sam Jelinek. Both teams send the minimum to the plate in the first, or Tyler Phillips back to work. Grissom, Westbrook, Dahlbeck in the second, got a double play to end the first. And just happening as we went to break for the end of the first inning, Shohei Ohtani doing what Shohei Ohtani does, making even more history with his second homer and fifth hit of the game for the Dodgers playing down in Miami. He has crossed a barrier that nobody knew even existed, let alone anybody thought that they could get to that threshold. He hit his 50th homer, as he also now has 51 stolen bases. That's insane.
What else am I supposed to say other than it's absurd to think that a DH should be the runaway MVP when it comes to Ohtani in this case?
First pitch to Von Grissom in for a strike, 0-1.
He's just otherworldly, man.
I think the craziest part about it, 0-1, Grissom pops it in the air down the first baseline. Taylor gives it a look, but that's back into the seats. Is that everybody kind of knew that the power was there and that he could swipe bags, but it almost felt like he always just swiped those bags for fun. It was a component of his game that, yeah, you could swipe.
I can do this too.
I can do this too, but it'll be, you know, 20 to 25 bases because why exert yourself that much? But obviously, since he can't contribute pitching-wise, 0-2, Grissom checks his swing appeal to first, and Austin Jones rings him up. Punch out for Tyler Phillips, one away here in the second. He just kind of said, okay, well, if I can't provide the extra value of pitching, I'll provide the extra value on the base paths. Why not?
And just do another thing that no one in Major League history has accomplished as well, which is just crazy to think about, that he'll be back pitching next year, potentially in the Cy Young conversation. So,
first pitch home to Jamie Westbrook. Misses just outside. Ball one. And it's going to be challenged by Marchand. One out, nobody on. Top of the second. Westbrook waiting to see if this is 1-0 or 0-1 now.
I mean, that's how Jim Thorpe had to have felt back in the day. You know what I mean? Like, whatever you can do, I can just do twice as good.
Call is overturned, and it's going to be 0, or call is confirmed, and it's 0-1 on Westbrook. Yeah, that's a pretty apt comparison. I just done some reading on Thorpe. 0-1, up and in, 1-1. You know, this isn't new knowledge to a lot of people, but he had, when he went to the Munich Olympics, he had never really trained as a decathlete. He just happened to be good individually at all the different events in there. Westbrook goes down and golfs. 1-1 breaking ball in the air to center. Meandering in for it. McKenna, he's under it, puts it away, two outs. And he just happened to be a fast, strong guy. And having never trained for the decathlon, went ahead and won it by like 500 points.
I mean, that is just out of this world. I mean, that almost puts Ohtani to shame. Yeah. No offense to Ohtani, but I mean, Jim Thorpe was a problem, man, back in the day.
It was cool seeing the highlight of Ohtani. That, you know, everybody knows that he's a pretty stoic character. First pitch to Bobby Dalbec, breaking ball in for a strike, 0-1. And when he hit that homer, there was a lot of emotion for him.
Yep.
He was really pumped up about it.
Well, I think, too, we're trying to get back to the emotions we saw from Ohtani in the World Baseball Classic.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, going up against Trout, and you talking about his stoic persona. We had never seen him in a situation like that. So, at least he's going to get his opportunity, it looks like, this year with the Dodgers. Knock on wood that they get there healthy.
1-1 to Dalbec, breaking ball down the middle, 1-2. Because I think at times, with how good Ohtani is at everything, it can kind of seem like maybe it is mundane to him, and, you know, it is easy. But at the same time, he recognizes that what he did is special. 1-2, Dalbec fouls it off. Still a ball, two strikes. Two outs, nobody on, top of the second. Phillips looking for his first true clean inning. Scoreless ball game. Game 3-6 this week. Pig trying to take 2-1 series lead. 1-2. Dalbec swings and misses. Chases a breaking ball down the dirt. And Tyler Phillips bookends the second with punch outs for a 1-2-3 inning. Go to the bottom of the second. Woo Sox nothing. Iron Pigs nothing as well. Here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. Home half the second inning. It's a scoreless ball game between the Woo Sox and the Iron Pigs. Tyler Phillips will 1-2-3 second matching what Brad Keller did in the first himself. Derek Hall leads it off for the Pigs. DHing today is Carson Taylor. Gets the start over at first. First pitch from Brad Keller. In at the knees, 0-1. Hall coming into the day, hitting 234, 14 homers, 66 RBI. So one fastball down and in. 1-1. Infield plays Derek DePolis. He takes his timeout early here in the at-bat. Two games into the series, I think it's fair enough to say, as Hall swings through the sinker down and away, 1-2, that although both the two games were just about as disparate as they come as far as 14-9 and 4-3, the baseball that's been played, pitched to Hall just down and away, 97 from Brad Keller. I don't know he had that in them. 2-2. Anyways, the baseball that's been played has been, while entertaining, it has certainly left a bit to be desired in the fundamental department. Hall off the end of the bat, a ground ball over to second. Easy enough for Grissom to scoop and throw to first. One away.
Yeah, I mean, it's been super chaotic. Where
that's a good word to use.
Yeah, throughout the first two games, I mean, both sides with some errors. Last night, too, it wasn't technically an error, but Ethan Wilson misplays a fly ball that results in a two-run double. Stuff of that nature. And then also the Iron Pigs getting in such a big hole in the series opener, getting back, and then giving what they had just gotten back right back to the Woo Sox in that game. So I just look for that, honestly, to continue with, you know, both sides now just playing for pride.
1-0 on Rafael Marchand. Switch here, batting left, and he fouls it back. 1-1.
Because, you know, the Iron Pigs came in here to spoil the Woo Sox season. They did that. And now on both sides, it's up to, you know, playing for pride, like I said, and also, you know, playing potentially for a future spot with the Big League Club.
Potential spot with the Big League Club. Potential spot with almost any other team and any other organization. This is the last look anybody's going to get at you for this season. Pitch to Marchand, checked his swing, peeled down to third, and Dane Ponczak rings up Marchand. 1-2. Rafael back in the lineup today after sitting out last night. He's hitting 234 this year, two homers, 10 RBIs. 1-2. Marchand, a chopper up the first base side off the mound. Keller can't get there. Charging Grissom, picks it up and throws to first. It's late. That was a heck of an effort by Vaughn Grissom as he submarined that over to first. Charged in on it. I don't know how he got that throw there so accurately. I'm trying to see how he transferred that ball from glove to hand. Was that sleight of hand? Was that magic?
I don't know if he flipped it with his glove or was underneath. That was a great effort by Grissom as... Once that ball got past Keller, it was really no chance, but excellent effort by him. And I don't know how he got that ball over to first.
First pitch to McKenna's fouled off. Oh, my goodness, Vaughn Grissom. So on the replay, you can see it as McKenna fouls off the first pitch, 0-1. He scooped it on the glove, backhand, and instead of transferring the ball to his bare hand, he didn't glove flip it. This is the key point. McKenna checks his swing. He went around 0-2. He takes his throwing hand, winds it up, and uses it basically like a hammer and hits the ball out of his glove on target to first.
I don't think I've ever actually seen that before, Sam. I mean, what ingenuity there by Vaughn Grissom. I know he doesn't get the out, but to think on your feet like that and just even still make the play, it wasn't like it was off target either. That's incredible from Grissom over at second base.
McKenna fouls off another pitch, so still 0-2. That is absolutely ingenious. Honestly, I've never seen somebody pull that off. McKenna checks his swing, pitch down low, held off 1-2.
You know, you've seen the glove flip.
Yeah.
I think maybe I've seen someone
go
slap
behind,
at the ball,
yeah,
or something, go behind your back.
Yeah, behind the back, through the legs, something
the
like
leg.
That. But I haven't seen somebody think, field on the backhand, and basically slap it out of your glove with your bare hand and actually pull it off.
Heck of a try.
1-2 on McKenna still. Infield single for Marchand. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 90-mile-an-hour sinker down and away. Two outs. That's some of my favorite things is when infielders get to be a bit creative to figure stuff out. You know, sometimes maybe a bounce pass to second base. You know, pirouetting at the bag, trying to figure out stuff like that. But that's a new one.
Yeah, no, that really is.
Here's Ethan Wilson, one of the heroes from last night, takes on the outside corner, 0-1. Two outs, a man at first, no score. Wilson, with his first AAA hit, was a homer in the seventh, a solo shot. And then he really ignited the rally in the ninth with an RBI single, making it a one-run game. He'd score the tying run. Swings to the 0-1 and hits a weak grounder over towards third. Westbrook playing way off the line, essentially at short. Gloves it, goes the short way towards second to force out the runner Marchand, and the inning over. Iron Pigs get their first hit, first base runner, but that's it. Go to the third, no score after two. Here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. Top of the third inning, no score between the Iron Pigs and the Woosox. He's Connor Brown and Sam Jelinek. Tyler Phillips with a 1-2-3 second, couple of punch-outs. 7-8-9-2 up McDonough, McGuire, and then Sykes. So far, so good for Tyler, where, you know, you saw that leadoff single from Anthony in the first. It was, hey, a beautiful piece of hitting. But sometimes the first inning can be rough on Tyler. You can settle in after that. First pitch to McDonough, lofted in the air, shallow left. Wilson fighting the lights again. Out goes Kingery, and he goes full Superman for the catch. Oh, my goodness, Scott Kingery. The play of his life, my goodness. Full tilt back to the plate, lays out. No regard for his body. Somehow puts it away, saving Ethan Wilson, who had no clue where that baseball was.
Can we make sure that there's not an S under that man's jersey right now? Oh. I mean, that was full-on Superman dive.
First pitch is hit on the ground by Reese McGuire to second. Easy enough for Jim Haley to make that play. On one hop, throws to first, two away.
I mean, we were just geeking over Grissom's play there in the half inning before. What Scott Kingery just did is absolutely breathtaking. I mean, full extension. Ethan Wilson's still having trouble out there in left field. That's what caught my attention first. Then all of a sudden you see Scott Kingery just dive into frame. What a play.
First pitch home to Phillip Sykes, making his 2024 Woo Sox debut. And it's a strike, 0-1. And I think one of the things, obviously the dive, super athletic, the speed to get there. But it's the initial instinct of Scott to know, having seen Wilson struggle with the lights yesterday, this pitch popped up by Sykes. Left side of the infield, Kingery battling the twilight himself now in shallow left. Puts it away far easier for the final out of the inning. It's that initial instinct to know Wilson's going to have trouble with this. I need to bust it. And he did, and he makes the finest defensive play for the Iron Pigs this season. It's a four-pitch inning for Tyler Phillips. We go to the bottom of the third, still scoreless here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Dude, that was...
home half of the third inning. It's the Woo Sox and Iron Pigs scoreless after 2.5, and so far it's just been pure defensive wizardry on all sides. Some fine defensive plays for both teams. Jim Haley will lead it off here in the third. Still trying to wrap our heads around the play that Scott Kingery was able to make to begin the top of the third, Connor, and that's just, there's so many different facets to it that you can break down. First pitch to Haley. He grounds it off the first base bag, and it skitters down the line and towards the right field corner. Haley on his way to second, and he'll be there standing with the doubles and throwing from Sykes' legs.
There we go, Haley. Start off the inning with a nice little double, especially after the last inning and the defensive wizardry that we saw from Scott Kingery that you were just talking about. I mean, no hyperbole. That was the best defensive play I've seen all season. It might be on both sides, because I think you hit the nail on the head when you first talked about it. It was the instinct. You saw him immediately just take off. And if he even thinks for a quarter of a second there, he doesn't make the play.
Runner at second, that's Haley. Carlos De La Cruz, who sat out last night, hits here. Tries to check his swing on the first pitch. He can't. 0-1. De La Cruz has been playing very well of late. His multi-hit games in three of his past four. Average now at 190, as it had been sitting about 150 for the prior couple of weeks. 0-1. Keller misses down low. Ball one. It's the first at-bat for either team of the runner in scoring position here. Been well pitched on both sides to this point. Very early still, though. Haley at second. Sun starting to set. Lights are on. No wind. Flag is still out in center. 1-1. David Cruz takes, called a strike, 95 down and in, 1-2. It's interesting, Keller's velo has been pretty polarizing here early. A lot of 90s with the sinker, 95 to 97 with the fastball, four-seam. 1-2, David Cruz swings and misses, big sweeper at 84, strikes him out. First down of the inning.
Yeah, and I mean, he's just simply throwing strikes right now. He's 33 pitches total, 20 of 6. 26 of which have been thrown for strikes. So you're talking about that nice pitch mix, to go along with just throwing strikes as well and putting the onus on the Iron Pigs batters.
Top of the order, here's Scott Kingery, and as the baseball gods always foretell, Kingery trying to bunt the first pitch, pops it up behind the plate, 0-1. You make a great defensive play, you come up in the next half inning to hit. Baseball gods say, well, you're going to get a hit. Take one away, you get one yourself.
Well, maybe we'll see him come around to score, too, so he can make some new franchise history. Coming in tonight, tied 244.
Rich Thompson, most runs scored in Iron Pigs history. The pitch, and Kingery flies it into the air, right center field, not too deep. Second baseman Grissom making sure that Sykes can see it as he runs all the way out there. And Sykes makes the catch himself. Two outs, and that is a fascinating thing that Grissom has now seen enough gameplay here this week that he sees the necessity for him to run all the way out there to be there with his outfielder just in case A, he loses it, and B, he can point it out the entire time for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's smart. You've seen that throughout the week, and just Knight's heads up play there by Grissom. Not only just paying attention to what's happening in tonight's game, but all week as well.
First pitch, Carson Taylor's down and away. Ball one. Taylor lined to left his first time up. He's got a runner at second, two outs. Scoreless bomb the third. Pigs trying to strike first. Woo Sox have scored first each of the first two games. 1-0. Taylor fouls it into the mid of McGuire. 1-1. Like what I've seen from Carson Taylor to this point, he's found barrel a good deal. He's used the entire field. Looks very comfortable for his first taste of AAA. 1-1. Keller in under the hands, misses the fastball, 2-1.
He also has one of my favorite walk-up songs of the year.
I haven't noticed.
What I'm Here For by Gangstar.
Can't say I've dabbled.
I want to make sure I'm getting it correct.
2-1. Taylor late on the slider, swings and misses, 2-2. Cal Stevenson's always has a special place in my heart. Oh, always, yeah. Will.
Yeah, Gangstar, What I'm Here For. Some good old...
I'll have to throw that on the
late 90s, early 2000s hip-hop. Some really good stuff.
2-2, Taylor off the end of the bat, a dribbler up the middle, shortstop Dalbec surrounds it, whips it over to first, retires Taylor, and the inning over. Pigs put a runner in scoring position, but leave him there, and we go to the fourth. Still scoreless here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network. Presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. At the top of the fourth inning is the Woo Sox and Iron Pigs scoreless after four. Time for the RAV4 fourth inning, brought to you by Toyota. Visit Toyota.com to find your new 2024 RAV4 today. Toyota, let's go Iron Pigs. And here joining me for the top of the fourth from Lehigh Valley Public Media, it's their chair of the board. It's Mike Keim. Mike, pleasure to have you up in the booth.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I assume you are someone as the chair of a public media group, somebody who enjoys radio.
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
I would hope so, at the very least. So tell us a little bit, Lehigh Valley Public Media, kind of who you guys are, what you guys do, for those who are unaware.
Yeah, so Lehigh Valley Public Media is really the holding company for PBS 39, which most people would relate to. We have a radio station, to your point, WLVR 91.3. And we have LehighValleyNews.com, which we launched 2 years ago. And really, so we have our TV, our radio, news. Our real plan is, and what our goal is to be an education and learning organization for the Lehigh Valley. Education from a perspective of young children, school-aged children, and what we do with school districts in the Lehigh Valley. And then the Lehigh Valley News site, hopefully providing information with regard to civic activities so that the the populace of Lehigh Valley can be more educated in terms of what's going on.
Pitch home to Anthony is fouled away in the count even 2-2. Top of the order here for the Woo Sox, Roman Anthony leading it off against Tyler Phillips. And for me, Mike, at least, as somebody who works in media as a broadcaster, I have a very soft spot and affinity for public media, so I kind of understand what your mission is. But, Mike, you were kind of detailing there, it's a very educational purpose.
Yeah, it absolutely is. We're not going to compete with the cable stations and the like that are on and providing different type of programming. Our programming is education-based. And in fact, as a Lehigh Valley, born and raised in the Lehigh Valley, my first kind of foray into PBS 39 as a kid was Sesame Street, and I think a lot of people can relate to that. So education is at our foundation in terms of what we're trying to do.
So I'm imagining that was kind of something that drew you to become the board chair at a certain point, that you really connected with that message.
Absolutely. I mean, you sit there and you think, as a kid growing up, you watch the television station and you interact it, and then 50 plus years later, you end up having an opportunity to be the chair of the board, and it's an amazing opportunity, and I'm glad to work with an amazing group of people.
3-2 on Anthony. The pitch home. It's a one-hopper out to short. Kinger in the backhand. Beautiful snap. Throws to first. Gets Anthony for the first out of the inning. That's a speedy Anthony going down the line. Able to retire him. One away. I'll bring up Chase Meidroff. So you said you've been watching, I assume, the same PBS station then since you were a kid.
I did. When I lived in the Lehigh Valley. Yeah. I ended up going to school, college, Temple University. So I was down in the Philadelphia area for a while. But relocated back to Center Valley about 7 years ago. So always part of, it's always home. Let's put it that way.
What is the favorite program that you guys have running right now? that you have liked the most?
That I like the most? Living in the Lehigh Valley, really, you know, obviously we have more national content, but the content that we do that is local for the community and what we do on LehighValleyNews.com in terms of the stories that we have out, that's what I enjoy and that's what, you know, is most important to me.
My draw grounds out to short, so two outs here in the fourth. And I want to make sure that we get this in before the fourth inning potentially comes to an end here with two outs. Public media, obviously, it's in the name, public. You guys are supported by the public.
Yeah, absolutely.
If people want to support in any which way, how can they?
Yeah, the best way. We have memberships, and you can go to any of our websites, pbs.pbs39.org, wlvr.org, or lehighvalleynews.com. All have an ability to sign up for a membership and to donate on those websites. And each website, if you go to one, there's links to the other two. So.
Two outs, nobody on for Mickey Gasper. Tyler Phillips winds and deals the 1-0. Gasper takes down the dirt, ball two. So with that membership, what gets you, what comes with it?
See, obviously you get to see all the programming and you get kind of the inside story and certain newsletters and the like. And there's events that we're doing that are live and get invited to those events.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
2-1 rather on Gasper. 2 outs, bases empty. Phillips has been on a roll since he allowed that leadoff single to Anthony to begin the game. He's sat down 11 in a row, pitched down the dirt, 3-1. So you mentioned one of the programs that you really love, but as for most people, when they think PBS or public media, a lot of the times it is the educational programs, not just for adults, children.
Absolutely. We run a lot of that programming during the day.
Diving stop by Kingery up the middle again. Pops up, throws to first. He got him. Second straight inning, Scott Kingery with a stellar defensive play. And this one caps the fourth where he makes all three putouts. Well, I'm sorry, Scott Kingery cut you off. But with good reason.
Absolutely. Fantastic plays.
Mike Kime, chairman of the board for Lehigh Valley Public Media, thank you for joining us for the top of the fourth.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We go to the last of the fourth, still scoreless here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. Home half of the fourth inning as the round fourth drives along, brought to you by Toyota. Visit Toyota.com to find your new 2024 round four today. Toyota, let's go Iron Pig. Still scoreless. Connor Brown rejoining me here for the last of the fourth. Connor, so far it's the Scott Kingery show, at least defensively.
I mean, it absolutely is. Not a whole lot of offense, as you know, both sides scoreless right now, but Scott Kingery looking like Ozzie Smith out there, you know, whatever. Alderaan Simmons as well. But when it comes to Kingery, you were talking a few weeks ago about just, you know, his season and kind of his outlook moving forward after this one. I still have a lot to learn, a lot to, you know, see with minor league players, but he has to be up with someone next year.
Absolutely.
Or at least competing for a platoon spot.
Kennedy fouls off the 1-0 pitch to the count even, 1-1. Buddy leading it off here in the fourth pitch. Keller pours in a fastball in the inside corner, 1-2. Keller gave up a leadoff double in the third, but then retired the next three in a row, stranding Haley out at second. 1-2 on Buddy, making his return to the Pigs. The pitch, fastball just inside, 2-2. Optioned back to the Iron Pigs back on Monday, as Edmundo Sosa was activated off the IL. Buddy with a very quick rise to a fan favorite, I dare say. The pitch, inside, checked his swing. Heater was in on his back kneecap. Full counts.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, he was there for a week, a little over a week, and he already won the more popular players, Buddy Kennedy. I mean, but also with his grandfather, Don Money, too. How could he not be?
3-2, foul tip held on to by McGuire. Kennedy down on strikes. That's four punch-outs now for Keller. I think that's one of the coolest things about this season. I've mentioned this a couple of times, that there are the big moments that these guys have for the Iron Pigs that go up to the Phillies. You're obviously the Kennedy moment, Weston Wilson, Cal Stevenson, Aramis Garcia. But it's that on top of that, these are truly likable individuals. And as we've talked about in the pregame show before, Buddy is, if you could distill that to an essence, first pitch to Hall, is outside, ball one, he is just...
a buddy.
He is the ultimate just, you know, mid-20s buddy. 1-0 to Hall, swings and misses, 1-1. If he wasn't playing baseball, you'd grab a drink and a bite to eat with him after the game.
I mean, what do they call that? Salts of the earth.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just an everyday South Jersey guy.
Pitch to Hall, lifts a fly ball to shallow left, racing in for it. Anthony got a really good jump, puts it away easily. 2 outs.
And I think, too, when you grade a season, you look at the Iron Pigs right now coming into tonight, 10 games below 500. When you take into account what they have done here, and then also the players who have played for the Iron Pigs this year, what they've contributed to the big league club as well, when you just take that all into consideration, this whole season has been a huge success for the Iron Pigs. I mean, maybe you're not going to have a winning season. It's going to be the first, you know, since, what was it, 2019?
2021.
2021, since they've had a losing season. But when you look at what the guys did at the big league club, plus what you did down here, very successful season.
1-0 pitch to Marchand's, fouled away, 1-1. 2 outs, nobody on, still no score, bottom of the fourth. Brad Keller, Tyler Phillips dueling, both defenses playing spectacularly here early. Rafael, an infield single, his first time up, swings and misses, 1-2. Marchand takes his time out, steps out. And now that we're getting a little deeper into this game, Keller and Phillips feels like they're moving downhill, and it's going to be tough for these hitters to get anything good off of them. Keller misses just outside, 2-2.
Yeah, because, I mean, like you're saying, the hitters on both sides have already let Keller and Phillips get into their rhythm, and I like seeing it.
Marjana check, swing, floater just inside the bag, down the third baseline. That'll go to the sidewall. Marjana trying for two. The throw from Anthony, it's late. And Rafael Marchand hasn't hit a baseball harder than 67 miles an hour tonight. And he's 2-for-2 now with a double.
Baseball, man. I mean, just not even a full swing on that from Marchand. He's able to go the other way for the second extra base hit now for the Iron Pigs. Like you mentioned, his second hit. His first one was an infield hit that just got by Keller. So Keller's done everything right against Marchand. It's just been the luck of the draw for Marchand, as now we have another runner in scoring position for the Pigs.
Brings up Ryan McKenna, who struck out his first time up. Ryan rocking a 7-game hitting streak now. Runner at second, 2 outs in the pitch. McKenna, a humongous hack, pops it up. Out beyond second, Grissom battling the twilight, and he makes the catch. Just on the infield dirt, went into a full squat, almost fetal, but he puts it away. And the inning over. Pigs, no runs, one hit, no errors, a man left. On to the fifth. Iron Pigs and Blue Sox scoreless. Here in the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
If they're just playing the Marlins in the season, he could hit 66.
Thank you. top of the fifth inning, no score between the Woo Sox and the Iron Pigs. So we've got a nice little pitcher's duel brewing here between Brad Keller and Tyler Phillips. A grand total of 3 hits between the two teams. Phillips has now retired 12 in a row. Part of that has been in thanks to some fine defensive performances from Scott Kingery at shortstop. Brad Keller, on the other hand, for him it's just kind of been more a lot of weak contact, generating a lot of strikes. Phillips into his wind. First pitch to Von Grissom up and in, ball one. But for both guys, it's been dominant early.
No, it really has been. And the key for Phillips has been throwing strikes because he's gotten a few strikeouts here and there where he's gotten, you know, a couple of 2-strike counts. And then also with that weak contact, this is exactly the type of Tyler Phillips you want to see, where he's just rolling and he's going to eat up these innings. As you know, we're already here in the top of the fourth. And he is already at 40 pitches, so he's right in line right there for another solid outing.
1-1 missed up and in, 2-1. Grissom struck out his first time up. Phillips just 2 strikeouts so far, but he hasn't allowed a walk. He's allowed only 1 hit. Wines and deals, 2-1. Grissom with a high fly ball right center field. McKenna, De La Cruz converged. McKenna taking command. He puts it away. 1 out, and even with the fine plays that Kingery's been making, it's been a lot of weak contact for Tyler, which part of that is he hasn't walked anybody, which means he hasn't been behind in the count on too many guys. And if you look at Phillips' splits between being ahead or behind in the count, OPS goes up about 500 points when he's behind in the count. He cannot afford not to get strike one. Just missed up high to Westbrook there for ball one.
Yeah, because he's not going to be a guy who's going to give you, you know, how many strikeouts a year. Like, he's not going to lead the International League in strikeouts. He's going to depend on, you know, the batters going after some, you know, bad pitches from him.
1-0. Westbrook chases a bad one there. Sweeper down and away. 1-1.
Absolutely fooled right there from, you know, Phillips. And I hope this is the trend that Phillips is starting to get back on the uptick, as we were talking before.
1-1. Westbrook, a little nubber to the backstop. 1-2.
Kind of Phillips' season has been a roller coaster where he has struggled, but then he's also reached some new heights. Hopefully this is kind of him finding his way through some of his more recent struggles the past, you know, month and a half. And, you know, if the big league team calls, hopefully he can contribute.
1-2 pitch. Westbrook fouls it off between the legs of Marchand. And we were talking about it last night with Michael Mercado's season. Grading Phillips' season is going to ultimately be extremely difficult because there is an element of recency bias of, okay, who is the Tyler Phillips? Is it the one that went through a 4 or 5 start stretch in the majors and looked like a very capable major league pitcher, or is it the one who couldn't get out of the first against Toronto and couldn't get out of the second against Seattle? 1-2 on Jamie Westbrook. Phillips kicks the leg, the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, 2-2, and Tyler has said that part of that has been sticking to what makes him good and identifying with what makes him good and being comfortable with that. It had him on the pregame show last week that he said, I have to be comfortable and okay with the fact that I'm not going to strike everybody out. That's not my game. 2-2. Westbrook fouls another one off the backstop. And the, like you said, using the things that make him successful, generating the weak contact, pitching ahead in the count, and being okay with that versus expecting results and trying to do things that just aren't him, it's when you have a lot of trouble. Another 2-2 to Westbrook. 7th pitch of the at-bat, and sweepers down and away. Full counts.
Yeah, no, and I think that's an important mindset to have, too. Kind of understanding yourself as not only a pitcher, but also a big league pitcher, as Phillips has the potential to be that, as he's shown it. It's just when he's bad, it can't be as bad as it's been. You know, it can't be 8-9 earned runs given up.
3-2 pitch. Phillips shaves the outside corner, called strike 3. Westbrook's going to challenge, though. Westbrook's already walking down to first. He's convinced this pitch missed. See if it got back to the edge for Tyler. And upon review, it did not. Good frame job by Marchand. Call of return, though. And Westbrook walks, first free pass of the evening. Brings up Bobby Dalbec. He did strike out his first time up.
Dalbec was a part of one of the controversial plays there in the bottom of the ninth last night, where it looked like maybe a force out or a double play hit off the bat of Aramis Garcia, but Dalbec doesn't touch second base. So that allows, Ethan Wilson to stay over at second and Aramis Garcia at first. So some more just chaotic stuff from last night in Dahlbeck.
First pitch to Dahlbeck, missed outside ball one. And it would have been a really nice play by Dahlbeck because that kind of got lost in the play. 1-0, and Dahlbeck fouls it away, up and into the seats, 1-1. That play, even before it got to Dahlbeck, was wild, and the Ramirez, the pitcher, had deflected the baseball. Grissom behind second and made a really nice backhand pickup on it, made a nice flip to Dahlbeck, who pirouetted around the bag, but just never touched it. 1-1, outside, 2-1.
10 years ago, they would have called him out, though.
The neighborhood play.
The neighborhood. Yes. I mean, you never really had to fully touch the bag, which is always a funny thing that I forget about.
It's kind of, I don't know if ironic is the right word, but it is doesn't really fit within the paradigm of the, that was a very old school thing. And the old school thing has always been get things right. Pitch home to Dahlbeck's in for a strike, 2-2. Yet they were just okay with the fact, if it's close enough to the bag, yeah, you don't really need to touch it. It's okay.
And especially now in the day of age of replays and stuff, I don't think you can have anything like that.
2-2. Dahlbeck laces it down the right field side. That's a base hit. De La Cruz is not going to keep this from the wall. It goes all the way to the base of the fence around third and now stopping is Westbrook as Dahlbeck in at second with a double. I'm kind of surprised Westbrook couldn't score from first there.
Yeah, I am too, because it didn't look like that ball really had a lot of speed on it once it got hit into the outfield grass. I was also a little curious, too, on the route that De La Cruz took on that ball, letting it get past him, banging off the wall a little bit. I don't even know if it actually reached the wall officially, but I'm most surprised that Westbrook's not scoring from, first base on that, especially with it losing all of its speed once it got to the outfield.
And I'll give Westbrook credit. He gave Jose David Flores a chance to wave him in. He was busting it. First pitch home to Tyler McDonough. Misses outside ball one. Infield comes in here. I think the Pigs sensing this isn't going to be a ball game with a whole lot of runs. Second and third, one out. McDonough popped to short. That was the fantastic play by Kingery leading off the third. 1-0. Backdoor breaking ball finds it unlocked. 1-1. First spot of trouble that Phillips has been in today is the walk to Westbrook. Snapped the string of 13 in a row, retired. Dahlbeck's double, the first hit since the first. The pitch. Sinker outside, 2-1. Kennedy pretty tight to the bag over at third. Kingery up the middle at short. Outfield straight away. Sun's completely set, so no more twilight to deal with. 2-1. Rolled over on the ground, foul. First base side, 2-2.
And you got to have confidence, too, with Tyler Phillips in this situation. We're talking about what he's been successful at tonight. It's that weak contact from the Roo Sox. And this is the situation where you feel comfortable with him. Even if you have two runners in scoring position, a lot of weak contact from the Roo Sox today. So, like Tyler here.
2-2 on McDonough. Second and third. One out. The pitch. And McDonough, high chopper to the right side. Haley has it. Bobbles it. Picks it up. Dives for the first base bag. He's late. McDonough is safe, coming in to score. Westbrook, Dahlbeck advances to third. Haley, who bobbled it, trying to transfer to get a throw off of the plate, ultimately gets no out. And it's 1-0 Woo Sox with runners still at first and third, now one out.
Well, not too long ago, we saw Rafael Marchand hit a ball similarly right there where Haley fielded it. And Marchand was able to beat it out for an infield single. And that's a really tough play for Haley because you're not more than likely going to get the runner out at home. And then it's going to be a tough play at first because Hall is out of position. So just ball found the right spot right there for the Woo Sox.
Brings up Reese McGuire, grounded to second base his first time up. Takes outside ball one. It's going to be an error charged on Haley. As I think that's probably the right call, just given that an out is going to be made on that play. And because he never got that throw off of the plate, you can't call it a fielder's choice. So then it's the drop that didn't allow him to get McDonough at first. Next pitch misses to McGuire, 2-0. It's now a chance for the Woo Sox to really make this a relatively big inning. One run in, first and third, one out. McGuire just 0-77 with the Woo Sox after he got DFA'd. 2-0, up and in, sends him down to the dirt, spins around. 3-0. Phillip Sykes, the nine-hole hitters on deck. Iron Pigs bullpen's quiet with Phillips at just 64 pitches. 3-0. McGuire swinging away, hits a fly ball down the left field line, racing after it. Wilson, he can't get there, and it careens into the left field corner. One run scores, over to third goes McDonough. And in at second, McGuire with an RBI double. And it's 2-0 Woo Sox in the fifth. Wilson, who's playing towards left center, didn't really have a chance to track that one down right outside the line.
Yeah, I feel bad for Wilson out there, because I mean that's going to be a base hit no matter what. But definitely could have taken a little better angle on that, try to get it in a bit quicker. Maybe you can hold off the runner to getting to second base on that one. But the Woo Sox here just doing a nice job of not trying to do too much with the baseball, as they get the lucky run on the error beforehand by Haley. And then that's just the good old-fashioned way, RBI base knock.
Ryan Boakter makes a quick trip out to the mound to talk with Phillips. The two have had a very awesome relationship this year as kind of kindred spirits. Boakter, who grew up in Jersey, I believe, Birken Catholic?
He went to my alma mater, Rowan University.
No.
Go Profs. Ryan Boakter.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Division III.
Huh.
NJAC. The same conference Pat McCarthy pitched.
Pitch home to Phillip Sykes. It's a weak chopper over to third, but breaking on contact. McDonough, he slides across the plate safely. Sykes, RBI ground out to make it 3-0. Phillips does get the second out of the inning. That'll be an unearned run, though. McDonough reaching on an error. McGuire over to third. Now, two outs.
Yeah, it's cool when you think about just the local product that we see on this team this year. You know, obviously, Jim Haley last year, you know, being from the Delco area, you know, Tyler Phillips, Bud Kennedy, and then also Ryan Boakter as the pitching coach. And I'm probably not naming everyone, too. That's just, you know, local. So that's another really cool thing that I got to see this year, was seeing some local baseball players live out their dreams.
Top of the order here, Roman Anthony, the hitter. Runner at second as McGuire actually stayed put, and the pitch misses for ball two. I don't know if you ever played them. Boakter High School at Blackwood, New Jersey, Highland Regional.
I think that's South Jersey, so we never would have played them in anything.
2-0 on Anthony, 1-for-2 today. The pitch, breaking ball down low. Phillips kind of pitching around Anthony here. I was talking with Boakter earlier in the week just about his relationship with Tyler, just relating as two guys born in the Mid-Atlantic area, grew up in Jersey, pitched to Anthony's down and in, ball four, first and second, two outs, brings up Chase Meidroth, and just knowing what it means to be a pro baseball player from this area, let alone potentially play for your hometown team, the Phillies, and it was just an interesting comment from Ryan about dealing with that pressure and how you go about that, and that, you know, there's a certain emphasis that everybody knows that guys from that area have, and trying to feed into that and live up to that expectation. First pitch to Meidroth, misses for a ball.
Well, I mean, because they're just not reachable expectations probably a lot of the times, because their expectation, well, no, they're not expectations, they're dreams that you've had since you were a kid. So just all those years of all the baseball that you watched, you played, just manifesting in the fact that you get to play for the team that you grew up, you know, rooting for. I could only imagine the expectations that are placed on your shoulders with that. So it is cool to see, you know, Ryan Boakter, who dealt with that as a major league pitcher, you know, never played with the Phillies, but kind of being that mentor to Tyler Phillips, Bud Kennedy, and kind of how to, you know, deal with that pressure, because it has to weigh on you.
Pitch is fouled away by Meidroth. He's now behind the count, 1-2. Well, Phillips, chance to get out of this jam. Three runs are in. One error in the inning has meant two earned runs. Three runs total. 1-2 pitch. Meidroth is grounded back to the mound. Knocked down by Phillips behind the bump. He tracks it down. Throws low to first, but Taylor bails him out with a stunning pick to retire Meidroth and end the inning. Woo Sox get on the board first, though. They score three times. They do it on the benefit of just two hits, one error, and two left. To go to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home, it's 3-0 Woo Sox here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. Halfway home, it's the Woo Sox 3 and the Iron Pigs nothing. Connor Brown, Sam Jellick alongside him. And Connor, well, Woo Sox finally figured out Tyler Phillips a little bit. A couple of big doubles. Played three runs off him. Now the Pigs got to try to figure out Brad Keller. Only a couple of hits off of him as Keller in with a strike to Ethan Wilson.
Well, we've seen the Pigs' offense all week long take a little while to get going, as they didn't score until the fifth in game one. Yesterday, they didn't get on the board until the seventh inning. So this has been kind of, you know, tee for the course, or par for the course, I should say, for the Iron Pigs this week offensively so far. But you definitely want to see them step up here and back up Tyler Phillips, who, you know, put up three runs in that inning. Not all of them earned. He's put on another solid performance. You want to, you know, get behind him if you're in the lineup right now.
Wilson swings and misses, so he's down the count now, 1-2. Iron Pigs do have somebody loosening out in the bullpen. It looks like Dylan Covey, so I think Phillips might be done potentially after five. Actually, that's Jose Quas, beg your pardon. 1-2. Wilson, a high chopper up the middle, double back position perfectly. Barely has to move as he rifles the throw. Over to first, Wilson retired. One away, bring up Jim Haley, who doubled over the first base bag his first time up.
Yeah, so, he also had the error in the last half inning that allowed the first run to come into score for the Blue Sox.
It's been a tough week defensively for Jim. He had two errors back on Tuesday as well. Three errors this week. Now 17 on the season. So Phillips, if he's done at 75 pitches, pitch to Haley. Fastball on the outside half, 0-1. Five innings, three runs, two earns. Only three hits, two walks, two strikeouts. 0-1. And Haley chases up and out of the zone and pops it up. Shallow center. In comes McDonough. Center fielder steadies his feet, makes the catch. Two quick outs.
I mean, initially I was kind of hoping we'd get more Tyler Phillips. But now I'm thinking about it, kind of has to be good for him. If they saw him pitch five good innings here, that must mean that they might have some thoughts about him once the AAA season ends. Like, you know, because I'd figure they'd let him keep on going at this point.
Yeah, that's probably part of the factoring in there. Is the first pitch to Carlos De La Cruz on the inside corner, 0-1, is considering, okay, he's thrown 75 pitches, he's looked good for five, do we want to waste any more bullets tonight? Or, you know, given what you have left the rest of the season, pitch to De La Cruz down low, 1-1. Tyler threw a career high in innings last season, as between Lehigh Valley and, or actually it was his most innings since 2019, to correct myself. De La Cruz takes down and away, 2-1, with 122 innings. This season he's well past that, as with five more innings tonight, he's up above 150 for the first time in his career. De La Cruz, a roller up the middle to his left. Dahlbeck has a kick off his glove and into shallow center. De La Cruz around first. He's going to try for two. Grissom fires. It's late. Grissom back to the play up, but De La Cruz catches the Woo Sox napping and takes an extra 90. He's at second with two outs.
Yeah, not all 90s are created equal because Carlos De La Cruz is in his 6'8 frame. I mean, once he took that turn at first base, I don't know how many steps he took, maybe three, four, five steps to only get to second base. Really nice pickup there from Carlos De La Cruz.
And they're going to give De La Cruz a double on that.
Huh.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I just missed the replay here, but it looked like Dahlbeck should have had that one 9 times out of 10.
Had a long way to go. Pitched to Scott Kingery. He chased down and away. Ball, or 0-1. Nonetheless, De La Cruz, a two-base hit. That's his fifth double of the season. I think part of the question becomes Dahlbeck, who... Bobby Dahlbeck, 6'4". 0-1, fastball right there, 0-2. Not your natural, prototypical shortstop, nor one who has played a lot of shortstop this season. Whether or not that's a play you actually expect him to make is a question. 0-2 on Kingery, 0-2 today off of Keller. The pitch, swing and a miss. Keller doesn't care how De La Cruz got on, because he puts down Kingery on three pitches, his sixth or fifth strikeout of the night. And he strands De La Cruz out at second to end the inning. We're on to the sixth. Iron Pigs down 3-0 here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.
Trey Turner's
right
over.
Top of the sixth inning, it's the Blue Sox 3, Iron Pigs nothing. Sam Jelinek alongside Connor Brown here for game 3 of this series. So far, two teams have split the first two. Woo Sox 14-9 on Tuesday. Iron Pigs, their seventh walk-off win of the season last night, 4-3. First pitch to Mickey Gaspers down and away. Ball one. Tyler Phillips back out there for the sixth, although Jose Quas is ready to go out in the Pigs' bullpen. 1-0, Gaspers swings and misses. 1-1. So it looks like Phillips will be stretched out just a little bit more. Gasper calls time, steps out. Looks like the Woo Sox bullpen also starting to activate. Phillips kicks and deals. The pitch to Gasper. Breaking ball. Called strike three on the outside corner. 0-2 freezes Gasper. And that's the first out here in the sixth.
Love to see that from Phillips after, you know, the Woo Sox finally get runs on him in the last inning. Come out here, first hitter you face. Just 1-2-3 strikeout. Nice tone setter for the top of the sixth inning.
Especially backdoor breaking ball. That's nasty. Here's Vaughn Grissom. 0-2. First pitch breaking ball on the inside corner. 0-1. And this is what we love seeing from Phillips. After he gives up a couple of runs, he comes right back out and just has that steely-eyed look where he's not going to let anybody else beat him. Pitch to Grissom. A soft liner up the middle. I think Phillips got a piece of that. This is deflected to Haley at second, who made the catch. Two outs.
I didn't see him deflect that. Maybe it was moving too fast.
Nope, it didn't. That's way over his head.
Yeah, you know.
Optical illusion.
A lot of baseball you've seen this year, Sam. I figured some things would be knocked a little loose up there.
First pitch, Jamie Westbrook down the middle, 0-1.
You see a lot of stuff, man.
I think the problem is, the way this series has gone, I no longer expect the expected.
Yep.
I assume it's going to be something just out of left field. Pitches down low, 1-1. There's no such thing as a normal game between the Pigs and Woo Sox. Pigs, with seven walk-off wins this season, they have three of them against Worcester. The pitch at the knees, 1-2. Which is pretty crazy considering that on the season, the Iron Pigs only have six wins against Worcester.
Yeah,
half of them are walk-offs.
And that just tells you how tough this Woo Sox team has been this year. I mean, they were in playoff contention until the Pigs knocked them out last night. They've had to scratch and claw for each win against the Woo Sox this year.
Pitches up high, one ball, two strikes. One and two on Jamie Westbrook, walked and scored last inning, and he chops the 2-2 off the plate up the middle. Shortstop Kingery bends down for it up the middle and fires to first. Retired Westbrook, nice play by Scott, ranging far to his left. And it's a 1-2-3 inning. Bounce back frame for Tyler Phillips. We're on to the last of the sixth. Iron Pigs trail 3-0 here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. Bottom of the sixth inning, Iron Pigs trying to find their offense. As much like last night when they were shut out all the way until the seventh, they shut out all the way through five innings here by Brad Keller. Hunter Dobbins did it for five innings last night. Keller working into the sixth now. Carson Taylor leads it off. First pitch fouled away by Taylor. 0-1. It's been really good starting pitching this week for the WooSox.
No, it really has been. And Keller might take the cake right now because he's been absolutely dealing, especially with some of that velo, too, that you were talking about. Kind of little surprising to see from Keller hit 95 and not 97 like we talked about before. As this has just been another phenomenal outing here for Keller. But the Iron Pigs, offensively, not doing themselves any favors. I mean, they've had five opportunities with runners in scoring position, 0-for-5 right now. Four of your three base hits, two are doubles. So you've had opportunities if you're the Iron Pigs. It's just Keller's been that much better right now.
1-2 on Carson Taylor. Carson 0-for-2 today. He's hit the ball hard a couple of times, nothing to show for it. Fouls off the pitch, up and out of play. 1-2 on Carson Taylor. Carson, one of the two position players brought up from Reading, started this week, him and Ethan Wilson. They were joined by a couple more guys. Just takes down away, 2-2. Tristan Garnett was added to the roster on Wednesday, and then prior to today's game, Andrew Schultz activated as well. 2-2. Taylor takes down low, full count. Keller hasn't walked anybody yet. Didn't walk anybody his last time out against the Pigs, which was 6 scoreless, so it's now 11 consecutive scoreless innings for Keller against Lehigh Valley. 3-2, down low, ball four, it's leadoff walk.
Well, the Pigs haven't gotten many of those today, as that's the first walk of the ball game. Keller with great command so far, but really good at-bat there from Carson Taylor, one of the new Pigs like you're talking about. We saw Ethan Wilson make a huge impact last night in the tail end of the ball game. Maybe it's Carson Taylor, the new Iron Pig, making an impact on tonight's ball game, starting off the inning with a walk.
Brings up Buddy Kennedy. First game back for Buddy after his option. Right-handed hitter. Pitch from Keller. Called a strike. Top of the zone. 0-1. Buddy coming off of a stint up the Phillies, his second this season. First time he actually got to play, though. Ended up with quite a few key moments. Pinch hit walk ahead of the Cody Clemens walk-off pitch to Kennedy, a ground ball back of the bag at third. Westbrook to his right, gloves it, throws to second. Grissom can't handle it, goes into shallow right, over to third goes Taylor, and there's a key error for the WooSox. Pigs committed one in the WooSox 3-run fifth, and perhaps this one on Grissom might come back to bite the WooSox here in the sixth. First and third, nobody out.
So it was the Iron Pigs in game one committing the errors. It was the WooSox last night. And now it's both sides. As, you know, like you mentioned, Jim Haley making the error on the side for the Iron Pigs. That's allowed the first run to come to score. And then Dahlbeck right there with the wild throw. Now the runner's on the corner. As the Pigs now with another chance with the runner in scoring position. Let's see if they come through for the first time.
Then on the mound as the WooSox with nobody actively throwing out in the bullpen. And still, actually, now they are going to get somebody up. First and third, nobody out. You got Derek Hall coming up, representing the tying run. Best chance the Pigs have had tonight. Crack the scoreboard. That was just a missed catch by Grissom at second. Hall 0-for-2 today, a ground out and a fly out. Keller down the hill, misses outside, ball one. Infield is back, playing for two. WooSox a 3-run lead. Willing to concede a run for a couple of outs. Hall been stuck on 14 homers this season since back in Buffalo. The pitch up and away. 2-0.
And you have to figure that Hall is going to have a moment in this series. It being the last series of the year. You know, this year he becomes the all-time leader in home runs and RBIs. But then he was also DFA'd at one point this season. So who really knows his future with the Iron Pigs and the Phillies organization moving forward? It'd be really nice to see him have one more moment here in the last week of the season for Iron Pigs fans to remember him by if he's not here.
2-0 pitch, up and away. 3-0.
Obviously not speculating on who's going to be here and not here. Still a lot of baseball to be played and a lot of decisions to be made. Just would like to see Hall get his moment to cap the season.
3-0 pitch on the outside corner, 3-1. I think it is going to be really awesome come this weekend to be able to celebrate some of the guys this season who have been around for a while that, you know, we don't know what their futures hold. Paul Kingery in particular, 3-1, breaking ball up and away. Ball four, and Paul walks. It was really close, slider up and away. Derek works the walk, and that loads the bases with nobody out. Rafael Marchand, the hitter.
Deceptively 2-for-2.
Deceptively 2-for-2 is a good way to put it. He's got a chopper over to the right side that he was able to leg out, and then a check swing, little pop-up down the third base line that dropped in for a double. Westbrook plays even with the bag off the line at third, and the pitch to Marchand. He swings and misses a changeup. 0-1. Iron Pig still hitless with runners in scoring position tonight. Bases loaded, nobody out. Bomb of the sixth, down three. Keller kicks and deals. Marchand lays off 95 below the zone. 1-1. One pitch. Marchand, a weak tapper up the first base side, foul. 1-2. Marchand, it's been a little touch and go ever since he came off the IL last week. There's been moments where he looks like his old self, moments where he still looks like he's searching for it. Certainly was trying to find it before he hit the IL, where he was 0 for his final 21 before that. And now Keller steps off. Retoes the rubber again. Bases loaded. Nobody out. The pitch. Tried to tag the outside corner with a heater. He missed. 2-2.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time we've seen Keller really struggle with finding the strike zone here. Talking about throwing strikes before. Now his ratio is not as great. 86 total pitches, 59 strikes. I mean, still a good ratio.
2-2. Marchand off the hands. Grounds it to first. Gasper thought about going home. Just goes to second. Gets the out there. Paul forced out, coming in to score on the play, Taylor, and the Pigs avoid the shutout. First round of the game off of Keller, it's 3-1. Kennedy over to third, Marchand board at first, gets the RBI.
Obviously would have preferred a base knock right there, but good job by Marchand hustling down the line there so he can keep this inning going and still have a few runners on base with Ryan McKenna, who's also been hitting nicely here of late.
McKenna still looking to extend his hitting streak. First and third, one out. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Middle infield back, looking for 2 in the pitch. McKenna takes a rip, fouls it away. Little number behind the plate, 0-1. Three-one Woo Sox. Pigs out hitting the Sox 4-3. Tyler Phillips, Brad Keller dueling. Woo Sox got on the board 3 in the fifth. Pigs first run of the game in the sixth. Throw over to first. Back with a dive, Marchand. Jose Qualls has been throwing for about the past 15 minutes out in the Pigs bullpen, so I'm guessing he's going to come on for the seventh. Keller about to throw his 90th pitch of the game. From the belt to the pitch. And McKenna waits back on a breaking ball. Lifts it in the air to right. Sykes tracks back a couple of steps. Is under it. Makes the catch. Just going to lob it into second. Tagging and scoring from third. Is Kennedy and the Pigs cut it to a one-run ball game. 3-2 Woo Sox on the Ryan McKenna. Sacrifice fly in the sixth.
That's all you got to do if you're McKenna. You already get one run on to make it a two-run ball game. Why not make it a one-run ball game if you just do a little simple piece of hitting, get that ball in the air as you got a pitch from Keller that he could do exactly that with, bringing in Buddy Kennedy as the Iron Pigs. Hopefully keep the rally going here as it's Ethan Wilson, who was their big performer last night, coming through in the clutch. Let's see if he keeps the six-inning rally going.
Runner at first, two outs. Wilson is grounded out twice tonight. Infield plays him to pull, and Keller concerned with Marchand throws over, dives back.
You know, I'm still new with Wilson, but that third baseline is pretty wide open right now.
Yeah, Jim Haley on deck, and with the infield playing in the overshift, Pitches down away to Wilson. Ball one. Dropped down a bunt, easy enough. The way I view it, though, and maybe this is the wrong way, playing in fourth, the final game of the season. Only got so many at-bats left this year. Wilson swings and misses, 1-1. If it was me, I'm taking my halves.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's very true, too, because you don't know the next time that you're going to have an opportunity like this to go up against pitching like this. So let the young kid hit.
1-1, and Wilson nearly pulled it off with a little cue ball down the third baseline, but it's foul. 1-2. Not intentional, but I view it the same way as whenever I go golfing. I could certainly, on a dogleg par 4 where I could drive the green, but I got to clear some trees. Yeah, I could hit a 7-iron. But I didn't pay $50 to come hit my 7-iron. Came here to hit my driver.
Exactly.
1-2. Wilson lofts it out of play down the left field line. 1-2. Pigs have made it a one-run game in the sixth. Marjan, the tying run at first. 3-2 Wu Sox. 1-2 again, and Wilson just gets a piece of it, scrapes it to the backstop. Count remains 1-2. Keller trying to escape the sixth. 95th pitch coming. Here it is, and Wilson fouls another one back. That is now four consecutive foul balls by Wilson, keeping it at 1-2.
And, you know, you might not leave this inning if you're the Iron Pigs with a tie ball game or the lead at this point, but Keller now up to 95 pitches. You have to think that after this, this is going to do it for him. So the Iron Pigs might not tie it or get the lead, but good job of getting Keller potentially out of this ball game.
1-2, Keller overcooks a fastball up and out of the zone at 96. 2-2.
And what would be even better if Wilson can find a way on base that it might even end Keller's evening much sooner.
2-2. Just a little low with the sinker. And the count's full. Marshall got a head jump over at first. And like you mentioned, Keller just shy of 100 pitches now. The Wu Sox have had somebody throwing for a while. Marshall gets the head jump at first. 3-2 on Wilson. One run game. Bomb of the sixth. And Wilson calls time. Steps out. By my eyes, looks like Robert Kwiatkowski, I think, was throwing. Marshawn leads. Gasper backs up off of him. The 3-2, and Wilson spoils another. Breaking ball was probably outside, but wanted to be safe. Protect mode. And that is Kwiatkowski throwing for the Wu Sox. Marshawn leads again from first. Westbrook way off the line over at third base. 3-2, runner goes, and Wilson a line drive into center. That's down for a hit. On one hop, McDonough has it. Marjan goes to third, though. He'll be there standing. Throw goes into second, and Ethan Wilson with a phenomenal at-bat. Finally singles on the 10th pitch of the AB, and he's just bounced Brad Keller out of this ballgame. First and third, two outs in the sixth, and Brad Keller, who looked like he was coasting to a quality start, is going to exit and see if Robert Kwiatkowski can get out of this jam for him. Pigs have made it a one-run game. And third man at first, Jim Haley coming up and Kwiatkowski coming on. Go ahead, take a break, be back in 60 seconds here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. pitching change for the Woo Sox as Robert Kwiatkowski is taking over for Brad Keller. Most pivotal spot of this ball game so far, as the Woo Sox have seen the Iron Pigs rally in the sixth for a couple of the runs. One run ball game, 3-2 Woo Sox. There's runners at first and third as Kwiatkowski enters. Keller done 5 2/3, 5 hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. He's allowed 2 runs. Right now, both of those are unearned, but responsible for both runners on base as well. Now Kwiatkowski making just his fourth outing with the Woo Sox, his first since back in May. He then went back to AA after that. He's been pitching with Portland Sea Dogs ever since. But of course, one of his three outings earlier in the year for the Woo Sox, back in late April, early May, pitched to Jim Haley's up high, ball one, was against the Iron Pigs. And at Boulder Park, he earned the win, throwing 3 scoreless innings. Now just 2 hits, 2 strikeouts. Haley 1-for-2 today with a double. Tying run at third. The pitch. Runner goes from first. The throw from McGuire down to second is late. Marshawn stays put at third. Wilson a stolen base. Now a base hit to give the Iron Pigs the lead here in the inning.
Man, I was surprised by McGuire's decision to throw that one, because that looked a bit delayed. And he was lucky that Marshawn's not the most fleet of foot over there at third base. Because if you had like Scott Kinger or someone see a throw down, you might have the tying run coming in to score right now.
1-1. Haley swings and misses. That was a curveball center cut. Couldn't connect. 1-2. Kwiatkowski, 27 years old, out of Marshall University. 6'1", 190. Right-handed pitcher. Like I mentioned, spent most of the year with AA Portland, where he was 11-2 with a 2.92 ERA. First base side of the rubber. He's set at the belt. And the 1-2 pitch. Haley a pop-up, out of play, first base side. One and two. Another 1-2 pitch. And Haley a line drive right center, racing over McDonough, can't get there. Has it on a hop. Marshawn comes in to score to tie it, and coming in to score for the lead is Wilson. The throw to the plate's offline, and Haley takes second. 2-run single, Jim Haley, and the Pigs with 4 in the sixth have taken the lead.
Attaboy, Jim, as, like you just said, 2-run single, advances second on the throw. That's all made possible by Ethan Wilson, though. The 10-pitch at-bat against Brad Keller beforehand, ending up with a single, getting Keller out of the game. You saw the Iron Pigs have so much trouble with Keller all evening. Haley, obviously, with the go-ahead base knock, but Ethan Wilson makes it possible with that great at-bat he had, and then some great base running as well.
Both of those runs are going to be charged to Brad Keller. I don't think either is going to be earned, thanks to the error earlier in the inning by Vaughn Grissom. First pitch to Carlos De La Cruz, a line drive towards second, and Grissom just flags it down on the edge of the outfield grass. Nearly squirted out of his glove, but he held on to it, and the inning over. Pigs, though, send 8 to the plate, and they take the lead on Haley's 2-run single. We go to the 7th. It's 4-3 Iron Pigs here in the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. top of the seventh. Iron Pigs playing with a lead for the first time tonight as they score 4 in the sixth, taking the lead on a Jim Haley two-run single. He's Connor Brown. I'm Sam Jelinek. And Connor, well, Iron Pigs finally found the offense they needed, kicking Brad Keller out of the game. Score 4 runs to take the lead, and deservedly so, as that leaves Tyler Phillips in line for the win, with Jose Quas now entering the game for the Iron Pigs.
Yeah, and it all got started like the offense got going for the Woo Sox. It was an error this time on the Woo Sox that got things going. Then, you know, Ethan Wilson had an awesome at-bat to get Keller out of the game, also get on base, then was able to steal second, and Jim Haley was able to come through with the go-ahead two-run single. So nice to see the Iron Pigs obviously take the lead, but also get Tyler Phillips in line for potentially his last win in 2024 here in Lehigh Valley.
Jose Quas enters the game in his first pitch to Bobby Dalbec's in for a strike, 0-1. Dalbec doubled and scored his last time up. 0-1 sweeper up and in, 1-1. Quas last pitched on Sunday, taking the loss against Scranton. This is his second appearance with the Iron Pigs since he got claimed off waivers from Toronto. 1-1, swing and a miss. Dalbec chases the sweeper. 1-2. Quas, 6'3", 195-pound righty. We saw him earlier this year with Buffalo, both here at Coca-Cola Park and then also up in Buffalo. Sidewinding righty. With the Pigs, it's 2 innings, 2 runs, 3 strikeouts, 2 walks. Pitch to Dalbec, swing and a miss. Gone with a fastball. Good start for Jose Quas. 1 hitter, 1 strikeout. Brings up Tyler McDonough. Tyler Phillips' day is done, obviously. 6 innings for Tyler. 3 runs, 2 earned, 3 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. He'll leave in line for the win. It will be his 6th of the season. First pitch to McDonough. Sinker is low. Ball 1. I think, you know, very much deserved for Tyler here. We'll see what happens the rest of the way. Last time Tyler turned in a quality start was in line for a victory. That was last week at Scranton. McDonough off the hands, a weak grounder to second right at Jim Haley. Scoops and fires to first. McDonough retired, 2 outs. All that happened after that was the Iron Pigs blew the lead, ended up going to 11 innings against the Rail Riders, who somehow held on for the victory.
Yeah, no, and it's more than likely this ball game is not over, too, going up against the Woo Sox. I know now you have 2 outs here in the top of the 7th. But this is obviously a dangerous team, so you have to, stay ready. And hopefully we can get Tyler Phillips his last win of the season, because I'd like to see that for him, especially not getting the win last week in Scranton-Wilkes-Barre when he was phenomenal. So let's give him some, not payback, I guess, let's give him some good payback here tonight.
First pitch was inside to Reese McGuire, the 1-0. He fouls it back, 1-1.
I meant to ask you this all year. I just thought of it. Are there any pitchers who feel like they could just get up there and absolutely mash on this staff?
Realistically, as far as I'm aware,
well,
no.
Has any of them told you, like,
no.
No? Okay.
They have not. Does each of them believe that they can? Yes.
Yeah.
The pitch home to McGuire is fouled away, 1-2.
Well, no, it's funny. Like, you'll ask, like, an NFL player, just a football player in general, like, if you had to kick a field goal,
yeah,
would you make it?
50 yards.
50 yards. Like, I was just curious if you've ever, you know, through your travels with these Iron Pigs pitchers, any of them think they're the next, you know, Shohei.
1-2, and McGuire pops it up. Left side of the infield, Kennedy Kingery converging, Buddy calling for it on the infield dirt. Makes the catch, and that's a 1-2-3 inning for Jose Quas. Go to the bottom of the 7th, time to stretch. Iron Pigs lead it 4-3 here on the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. Hope you got a good stretch in. We go to the bottom of the seventh. The Iron Pigs lead the Woo Sox 4-3. Robert Kwiatkowski stays on there for the Woo Sox. He saw both inherited runners that he had from Brad Keller coming to score, as Keller's line is now final, by the way. He's in line for the loss. 5 2/3 innings, 4 unearned runs on 5 hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. First pitch to Scott Kingery, and Scott swings and misses on the heater from Kwiatkowski. 0-1. Scott 0-3 tonight as he comes in tied for the franchise record for most runs scored in an Iron Pigs career. Him, Rich Thompson, with 244. Kwiatkowski, first base side of the rubber, turns and fires. Misses down and away, ball 1.
And it's unfortunate that Keller is now in line for the loss after obviously 4 unearned runs. But also at the same time, you have to feel pretty good for him, like a guy like Phillips, where in your last start in the AAA season, you show a lot.
He looked very sharp for a long time. Just finally caved a little bit in that sixth. The error not helping him, naturally, because that's probably not even just one out. That's probably a double play. Kingery pops up the 1-1 down the right field line. Gaspar giving chase by the tarp. He runs out of room. 1-2. Some news from around the league real quickly here. Columbus evidently feeling no hangover from last night. They're no hitting Toledo going into the eighth. As Logan Gillespie, or Connor Gillespie, with 5 no-hit innings, followed by Randy LeBout with 2 no-hit frames. The only base runners were Toledo, 2 walks. The pitch. Kingery takes down the dirt, 2-2. Columbus can't be stopped. That's a force. A force to be reckoned with.
I mean, and just talking about a tale of two halves, when the Columbus team was one of the worst teams in the first half.
The worst. The worst. Worst to first.
And, I mean, just absolute fire here in the second.
2-2 on Kingery. Kwiatkowski, long red sleeves, little turtleneck. The pitch. Fastball way high. Full count.
Yeah, it's too bad the Iron Pigs run came at the end of the first half and the beginning of the second half. Like, it was, when you're talking about, like, for postseason push, to have the run, that's, like, the wrong time of the season. Had they had it to start the second half of the season, they could still be in contention.
3-2, Kingery goes down and slaps it deep the other way to right. Sykes, though, backs up, makes the catch. Kingery barreling it up, but Sykes tracks it down, 1 out. Brings up Carson Taylor. Taylor led off last inning, walking and scoring to jumpstart that rally. Tristan Garnett's warming out in the Iron Pigs bullpen. He's going to come on for the eighth for his AAA debut. One out, nobody on for Taylor. Saw a lot of Kwiatkowski with AA Redding this season. Familiar foes, the pitch. Backdoor breaking ball in for a strike, 0-1. Not too far from here, down in Queens at Citi Field, Phillies starting their four-game set, had that right the first time, against the New York Mets, a pivotal 1-0-1. Outside 1-1, where the Phillies more than likely can wrap up the division. It's not going to happen tonight. Mets are trouncing the Phillies 9-3. Taijuan Walker chased after 3 1/3. Gives up 3 homers. The pitch. Outside 2-1, or actually 4, beg your pardon.
Yeah, 9-3. I mean, you still give them some time, though, because you're still playing the Mets. Still plenty of time.
Spoken like a true Mets fan.
Mets always going to bet.
2-1. Taylor swings and misses over a changeup, 2-2. Philly's magic number to clinch a postseason berth is 1. Number for the NL East is 3. 2-2 on Carson Taylor. Kwiatkowski deals, and he drills Taylor in the calf. Slider that just started at his foot and moved even deeper down and in. So Taylor hit by the pitch. Man at first for Buddy Kennedy.
Well, the last time that Taylor was the first guy on base in an inning was last inning when the Pigs put on 4 runs. So with the one out here in the bottom of the seventh, maybe this starts things up for the Iron Pigs offensively again. It's just nice having that pressure on, even if it's just a runner over at first. It's one more thing the pitcher has to think about.
Buddy Kennedy now the hitter, 0-3 today. He's returned to the Iron Pigs. First pitch, Buddy takes up and in, almost hit him in the hand there. Buddy became a Colt sensation with the Phillies, his walk preceding Cody Clemens' walk-off last Monday. Then he himself with an RBI single later that week, and then the RBI double tying the game on Sunday. 1-0 pitch, and Kennedy, a bouncing ball foul, 1-1.
And we obviously know he went to the same high school as Trout. What I really want to know is what they put in the water down in Millville, because Kennedy does resemble Trout a lot physically. I mean, they just look like they come out like Big Ten linebackers. Like, he should be playing for the Badgers right now going up against Iowa.
1-1 on Kennedy. Instead of throw over to first, Taylor dives back just in time.
I mean, it's the same tree trunk, thighs, stocky.
Barrel-chested. Big, strong guys. He has got some massive calves. 1-1. Kwiatkowski, long hold down the pitch. Fastball outside, 2-1. Well, if there's something down the water in Millville, it's only getting to Trout and Buddy.
Remember, they have a secret army.
Millville going to take over the world. 2-1. Kennedy takes. Slider on the outside corner, 2-2.
Well, South Park did have an episode about Jersey taking over America. So, I mean, they predicted some things. Could happen. We'll see. Couldn't imagine a guy with the name Buddy would have bad intentions. Only on baseballs.
2-2 to Kennedy, and Buddy fouls it back. Count remains 2-2. As Buddy says, everybody probably knows this, but Buddy is not his real name. His real name is Clifton. Clifton Lewis Kennedy. And in Buddy's own words, everybody called him Buddy anyways, but it was more about not too many baseball players named Clifton. He said it sounds more like a dentist or a doctor. 2-2, fouled away again. He could have gone by Cliff. I think that would work. Cliff Kennedy. I vibe with that.
Wasn't there a Cliff Floyd back in the day?
Yeah, Cliff
as well?
Floyd for the Mets.
Yes, yeah, Cliff Floyd, yeah.
Cliff Lee.
Cliff Lee.
Clifton Lewis Kennedy sounds like some 50s wrote a very obscure book that comes to prominence like way after his death.
An L.A. noir type.
Yes. 2-2. Kennedy off the end of the bat. Screwball foul, first base side. Go to that bat here. It'll be 7 pitches total. Runner at first, one out. It's 4-3 Iron Pigs, bomb the 7th. Carson Taylor at first. Kwiatkowski ready. From the belt again. Pitch number 8 of the at-bat. Going to wait a little longer. Steps out. Two and two on Buddy Kennedy. And the pitch. Down low, 3-2. I wonder after Kennedy first met Trout, because he met him when he was 13 or 14. Now he starts playing in more expansive baseball tournaments, crisscrossing the country, that kind of thing. When he would tell people, yeah, I'm friends with Mike Trout, they believe him. Fans in Lehigh Valley got the memo, the Buddy chance breakout, 3-2, and Buddy, it's a skyscraping fly ball, shallow right. Sykes comes wandering over towards the line, he's under it, puts it away. 2 outs, Taylor back first. Even though that was brief, that was a cool moment.
Yeah.
Fans around here, obviously Phillies fans, mimicking the Buddy chant, the rocked Citizens Bank Park, not once but twice.
I mean, it's tailor-made for it. It's absolutely perfect with that. And you're talking about like him trying to prove when he was younger to his, you know, fellow baseball players, he's friends with Mike Trout. I mean,
it's like, oh yeah, I got a girlfriend. She's just from Canada.
She just goes to a different school. Like you might have a harder time buying alcohol at her age than convincing your friends that you're friends with Mike Trout. Like come on, like you have to have some type of physical evidence when you say something like that. So hopefully, Buddy never ran into anything like that.
Pitches a strike to Derek Hall, 0-1. Because to anybody else, that just sounds like a bald-faced lie.
Well, it's like you need the DMV 12 points of identification, or whatever they call it.
0-1, Hall chases down away, 0-2. Two outs, bottom of the seventh, man at first for Derek. 0-2 with a walk. Kwiatkowski sets, and the pitch. Derek takes fastball below the knees, 1-2. Or, like, imagine if the first time he ever met him, his parents didn't know about it. He comes home and he tells his mom and dad, oh, yeah, I met Mike Trout.
Okay, honey.
Yeah.
Go do your homework.
Oh, that kid's got a wild imagination, doesn't he?
Watching too much television.
1-2 on Derek Hall. And the pitch, up and away, 2-2. Or if it started, no. Always love a good It's Always Sunny reference. Start out like a Dennis and Chase Utley relationship.
Oh, yes.
Writing letters. Dear Mike, I feel like I can call you Mike. 2-2 in the dirt, full counts.
I love the idea of saying that to someone you've never met before. You know?
Philly Fanatic here, trying to get everybody up and at him for the bottom of the seventh. Full count on Hall. Taylor will be off from first. Pigs lead by a run. 4-3. 3-2. Runner goes, and Hall fouls it away. Count still full on Hall. Infield playing him to pull outfield deep. Kwiatkowski a look back at first. Gasper plays behind the runner. 3-2, and Hall fouls off another. It's going to be another 8-pitch at bat.
And I think it's really important that the Pigs get some insurance runs here, because we've held the Woo Sox to only one inning so far tonight where they've scored runs. You got to figure with this point of an offense that they might strike again, and it's more than likely. So insurance runs are imperative here for the Pigs.
Another 3-2, runner goes, and Hall a drive deep right, back on it, Sykes, to the track, at the wall, it's gone! Insurance runs acquired, 2-run bomb for Derek Hall. For Hall, it's his 15th of the season, and the Pigs now up by 3, doubling up the Woo Sox, 6-3 in the 7th.
And I think that ball just landed, Sam. That was no doubt off the bat. I mean, you saw right fielder Sykes give it a little bit of a chase, but you just know a man of Derek Hall's stature, if he gets that good looking of a swing on it, his hips turn, man, just watch that baseball fly. That was way out of here. As it looks like we're going to have a pitching change after that as well. Or maybe just a mound visit.
Yeah, it looks like just a visit for now. And, man, that's got to feel good for Hall. It's been over 2 weeks since his last homer on September the 4th at Buffalo, and that was arms extended, 103 off the bat, 402 to deep right, and man, that was a long time coming to Derek Hall. He's got a huge smile on his face down the dugout. Like we've mentioned earlier in this broadcast tonight, it's been a season for Derek that hasn't gone the way he's wanted, to be completely frank about it. To finish on a high note, get to wear the pig hat one more time, and just feel what it's like to obliterate a baseball, and sometimes remind you that, hey, the player that Derek Hall can be is still in there. It still exists. Just got to find a way to pull it out a little bit more often.
And, I mean, him like Kingery, you know, if there is an opportunity for Hall here next year or with the big league club, he's another guy that I think can succeed somewhere else. And I really hope he gets that opportunity if it's not here. But regardless, he's still here, and he gave the Iron Pigs a 3-run cushion. The insurance runs that they really were looking for, as Iron Pigs looking pretty good here.
6-3 Pigs, first pitch to Marshawn, missed for ball one. I think you can tell how much that homer meant to Hall to get just one more here this season. Pitch to Marshawn's up high, ball two. He's still wearing the pig hat down the dugout. He's on the railing. He is wearing it loud and proud, and I hope somebody reminds him to take it off before we go to the eighth.
Well, he's a designated hitter, so
good
I think
point. He can just keep it on.
He should keep it on until someone else homers.
2-0, down low, ball three.
Go home with it on, drive back to work with it on tomorrow.
I noticed, I got to ask Aramis Garcia, he's the keeper of Ribby.
Ah.
It looked like Ribby might have been a little bedazzled. Judging by, you can see it around the neck. Pitch to Marshawn down the middle, 3-1.
Is that what the kids are calling as brat? Would that classify as brat?
Icy.
Icy? Yeah, okay. Demure. Very demure.
That, whatever that is, that is not demure.
That's not demure. That's not very mindful either. No. That is blatant.
3-1, Marshawn fouls it away, full count.
And a stunt.
Although it was one of the biggest guys on the team, I got to think Hall wearing that, probably stretching it out.
It's a pretty funny image seeing Derek Hall, who I wouldn't want to see in any situation if things were getting physical for some reason, wear that hat. It's a pretty funny like dichotomy.
3-2, Marshawn gets under it, a lazy fly ball to left. Anthony comes in a couple of steps, staggers his feet, gets under it, makes the catch in the inning over. But Derek Hall, a two-run homer, gives the Iron Pigs some insurance. We're on to the 8th, 6-3 Lehigh Valley, here in the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. Top of the 8th, Iron Pigs protecting now a 6-3 lead after the Derek Hall two-run homer. He's Connor Brown and Sam Jelinek. Tristan Garnett is the new guy on the mound for the Iron Pigs, making his AAA and Lehigh Valley debut, taking over for Jose Quas. Quas, a scoreless 7th, 1-2-3 with a strikeout. Garnett spent all of this year at AA Redding. Had a very fine season. Big lefty. Southpaw down the hill, right over top, and he misses down low to Phillip Sykes, ball one. Garnett stands in 6'6", 240. He had a 287 ERA with Redding. He was very, very good with the Fightins. 1-0, change up and in. Two balls, no strikes. Garnett with Redding, 1-3, 287 ERA, 31 appearances, 37 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 50. Walked 26, though. 2-0, and Sykes launches it way high in the air, shallow left. Shortstop Kingery calling out for it. He's under it, and he makes the catch. One out, Sykes 0-3.
I trust Kingery as much as any other fielder right now, but at first I thought we were going to see a little more debauchery with him throwing out his hands to his side, but I guess that's just his way of letting the other ones know, now that I'm remembering it, that he had it.
One out, nobody on, brings up the top of the order, Roman Anthony. Anthony, 1-for-2 today, a single, a walk, a ground out. Left-on-left matchup, Garnett winds and deals, and misses down and away, ball one. Garnett signed as an undrafted free agent out of Cal State Dominguez Hills, rather, after starting at Oregon State. 1-0, changeup floats in, 1-1. Also played college ball a couple other places. Lynn Benton College, undrafted free agent after the 21 season. The pitch. Change up at the knees. Anthony's going to challenge, though. He thinks that was low. 1-2. Blue Sox have one challenge remaining tonight. Anthony wants to be ahead in the count, and upon review, he won't be. Call is confirmed. Still the ball, two strikes. Garnett trying to make up for lost time here down the stretch. He lost about 2 months of the season thanks to appendectomy surgery. It's not fun. From a wide open set, kicks and delivers, and the changeup is low. 2-2, Garnett will just plow ahead with that changeup, mostly change pieces. The pitch. Anthony takes called strike three, slider outside corner. He's down looking. And the first strikeout for Tristan Garnett at the AAA level is a backwards K on Roman Anthony. That's a nice baseball to take home.
Yeah, that's a some really good first strikeout for Garnett. And I was just kind of thinking that whole at bat, kind of the hitter's perspective of this 6'6" guy, lefty, coming over the top with a lot of, you know, throwing a lot of changeups as well. So that must be really hard to pick up coming out, especially with so much length. And then the baseball is also changing so much trajectory with his breaking balls.
First pitch strike, Chase Mydroth. He's 0-3 today. 6-3 Iron Pigs, top of the eighth. Garnett down the hill. Mydroth swings and misses. 93 right by him. Tristan Garnett looking crispy here in the eighth. Trying to sit down Mydroth. 1-2-3 inning. The pitch. And Mydroth gets a piece of the fastball. Fouls it away.
I think one of the most intimidating things in all of the sports are pitchers who are 6'4 plus. Like, I that must be... I'd almost rather go up against some offensive linemen.
0-2 again, and Mydroth swings and misses. Turned into a corkscrew at the plate, chasing a changeup outside. Back-to-back punch-outs for Tristan Garnett, and his Iron Pigs debut is a 1-2-3 inning with two punch-outs. Go to the bottom of the eighth. Pigs last hacks, leading 6-3 here in the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. Home half of the eighth inning, it's the Iron Pig 6, Woo Sox 3. Jacob Webbs, new pitcher on the mound for Worcester, takes over Robert Kwiatkowski. Kwiatkowski allows two runs in the Derek Hall two-run homer, two hits, no walks, no strikeouts. Jacob Webb, new arm on. Webb throwing for the second time this week. Kicks and deals to Ryan McKenna, who swings and misses through the first pitch, showing one. kind of 0-for-2 tonight with a sacrifice fly. That was part of that four-run sixth inning. 0-1, top of the zone, 1-0-2.
Yeah, looking to take that hitting streak to 9 games.
One more shot. Took it all the way into the ninth inning back on Tuesday. 0-2, up and away, 1-2. McKenna activated off the IL last Tuesday after an oblique strain. 1-2, and just down low, 2-2. So that was the first time he'd been on the IL in his career, which is pretty nuts.
He's
been very healthy his entire professional life. 2-2, and McKenna, a chopper out towards short, charging in for it. Dahlbeck gloves with one hand, fires over to first, retires McKenna. And barring this game having a bomb of the ninth, McKenna's hitting streak is done. Curious who's going to close it out here for the Iron Pigs. They look out into the bullpen, and it is Dylan Covey. He'll be eyeing his third save as an Iron Pig. Here's Ethan Wilson, one out, nobody on. Wilson, a single back in the sixth, gave Jim Haley the chance to tie the game, or rather give him the lead, as Wilson, first pitch swing, grounds up the middle on the right field side of second. Shortstop Dahlbeck flags it down, takes his time, and fires a rocket to first. Two outs. Seems like Dahlbeck has a lot of fun playing shortstop. Just he's got better body control than I imagined, and man, he has got a rifle for an arm.
No, he really does. He is all of that 6'4 out there, too. Once you pointed it out, that's the only thing I kind of realized with Dahlbeck. But even with that big frame, still moves like a 5'10, 5'11 guy. And then that plus arm as well.
First pitch, Jim Haley's up and in. Ball one, Jim with the game-winning hit for the moment. Two-run single in the sixth off of Kwiatkowski.
I got to figure, too, when you're not the everyday shortstop.
1-0, foul tip, 1-1.
Getting the go and play at shortstop must feel like a corner outfielder getting to play center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a little bit more free range. You know, it's definitely harder. You have a lot more responsibilities, but
that's one thing Weston Wilson talked about playing a lot of shortstop last year. Pitches outside of Haley 2-1 is that it allows you to just feel freer on the diamond. When you're playing third base, you feel constrained by the line against you. Same thing in the corner outfield spots. 2-1, Haley swings and misses. 2-2. I kind of liken it to just from different sports when you allow, say, a center to play point guard.
Yep.
You know, you allow that creativity to flow
a little
bit more.
Troy Polamalu with the Steelers, yep, where he was just kind of free range, like kind of doing what he wanted to do. And it's also a good thing to have because you can also test your limits.
2-2, down and away, full count.
And the whole part about testing your limits, you also have to know your own limits.
Yeah.
That's the other part of it. That's the other, you know, side of the coin. But if you know if you kind of know what you can do, but you know, try it out a little bit more, I think you get a lot of that playing shortstop.
3-2 on Jim Haley, the pitch, and Jim with a pop up down the first base line. First baseman Gasper makes sure he lets everybody know he's got it. Makes the catch about 30 feet from home plate, and the inning over. 1-2-3 inning for Jacob Webb as he bounces back from a rougher outing earlier this week. And we go to the ninth. Pigs three outs away from the victory. Dylan Covey will try to save it. On to the ninth, 6-3 Pigs here in the Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America. Top of the ninth inning, Iron Pigs 3 outs away from a victory. It's the Pig 6, Woo Sox 3. Dylan Covey comes on to try to close this one out. Dylan with 2 saves and 3 chances for the Pigs this season. Making his 14th appearance, no record, of 1.38 ERA. It's his first outing since in an exquisitely weird one against Scranton last week, where he went one inning, inheriting a bases loaded situation that he got out of, and then walking the 3 batters to begin the ninth that very same game. Got charged with 1 run that snapped his 12-inning scoreless streak. Pitched Mickey Gasper, is down on a way, ball 1. So Covey looking for his 3rd save. He's making his 14th appearance overall. Been a nice addition to the Pigs' bullpen down the stretch. Mickey Gasper leading it off. 3, 4, and 5 due up. Pigs lead 6-3, and the 1-0 misses for ball 2. We mentioned it earlier in the night, and I just want to give a quick update on it. Columbus finished off their no-hitter.
Oh, wow.
Combined no-hitter against Toledo. And the funniest thing about it, that I think at least, is that evidently their social media manager didn't know. Pitch to Gasper is outside ball 3, because they just tweeted out the final score, which is just final. Clippers 2, Mudhens nothing. No reference to the fact that they just threw their first no-hitter since 2018. 3-0 pitch is in for a strike, 3-1. I get it's a combined no-hitter, so yeah, it's not the same luster. I don't think it's their social media admin taking a stance on that.
No, I don't think so either, because I feel like there are people who would take a stance on that. But I have someone who I was working with last year who would start saying there was a no-hitter in the second inning. So they must be long-lost cousins or something.
3-1 is ripped on the ground, but right at the second baseman, Jim Haley's able to gobble it up, throw to first. Gasper retired. He's 0-4 tonight. First out here in the ninth.
I mean, you gotta. Columbus was on the road, though, I believe, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. So that's where I could believe some of the confusion would come from. But don't you usually check the box score after the game?
If you're the social media, I mean, you're just following it anyway through game day, typically. And game day has a big old banner at the top of the screen. First pitch, Devon Grissom misses for ball 1. When somebody has a no-hitter through at least 5, or a perfect game for that matter, it's really hard to miss. Sometimes. Iron Pigs lead at 6-3. The pitch to Grissom. Grounded foul, third base side. 1-1.
These kids, man, you know.
Iron Pigs. They trailed 3-0 after 6 as they look for their 2nd straight comeback win over the Woo Sox. The pitch, Grissom, a chopper out towards short on 3 easy hops. Kingery collects, lobs it over to first. Grissom retired, 2 outs. The Iron Pigs, 2nd straight ball game. They trail 3-0. And it looks like for a 2nd straight night, they're going to come back to win it. And again, coming into today, the only 2 comeback wins the Pigs have had this year, 8th inning or later, have been against Worcester. And now, trailing after 6 innings, about to do it again. Final hope for the Woo Sox, Jamie Westbrook, sinker down the middle at 95, 0-1. Winning pitcher tonight, should Covey hold on, it's going to be Tyler Phillips. Loser will be Brad Keller. Covey in line for his 3rd save. Westbrook 0-for-2 tonight with a walk. The righty winds and deals. Westbrook takes down away, 1-1. Iron Pigs, 6 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Woo Sox, 3 runs, 3 hits, 1 error. Iron Pigs pitching hasn't allowed a base runner since the 5th. 1-1. Westbrook, a weak tapper out in front of the plate, off the mound. Covey bobbles it, picks it up, fires to first, and gets Westbrook in time to end it. The final. It's the Iron Pigs coming back for a 2nd straight night as they top the Woo Sox 6-3. Between Dylan Covey, Tristan Garnett, Jose Quas, and Tyler Phillips, Iron Pigs pitching ends up retiring the final 13 hitters. How about it for Iron Pigs pitching as they do more than enough to back up the Pigs offense that scores 4 in the 6th, and then 2 in the 7th to win it 6-3 the final.
I mean, just another stellar performance from the pitching staff, like you said, and specifically the bullpen. You know, the last 2 nights now, if I'm doing my math correctly, I believe the bullpen threw 4 innings. So that makes it 3 more scoreless innings here tonight. No hits as well, like you mentioned. So the bullpen has thrown 7 innings of scoreless baseball, consecutive scoreless baseball. Just phenomenal play from, you know, the pitching side of things the past 2 days. And then also late hitting and building rallies, scoring multiple runs in half innings. That four-run bottom of the sixth inning as the Iron Pigs get helped out a little bit from the Woo Sox defensively as Vaughn Grissom not able to hold on to the throw from Bobby Dalbec as that started off that four-run rally as the Iron Pigs, you know, had they got some better pitching to start off this series, they could very easily be sitting here with a 3-0 lead heading into tomorrow looking for an early series dub. But if we take where we started on Tuesday and where we're heading into tomorrow's ball game on Friday, the Iron Pigs have to feel a lot better about themselves here in the final series of the season.
Absolutely. This was an all-around very solid win for the Iron Pigs.
And also, too, I almost forgot, just real quick, probably one of the best defensive performances I've seen all year from Scott Carey. Actually, it is the best just from the typical plays that you expect him to make, just little ground balls, to the spectacular ones like the Superman catch out in shallow left. Great job by Kingery out in the field tonight.
Absolutely fantastic job all the way around. Obviously, the pitching did its job for the majority of the ball game, but credit to the offense finally stepping up when they needed to, when they were able to finally chase Brad Keller in the sixth, getting to him at the end of his outing. Just were able to be a little bit relentless against him and were able to make it work, especially the huge two-out, two-run single by Jim Haley, the winner off of Robert Kwiatkowski, and then Derek Hall, the insurance runs with a two-run homer in the seventh. Let's get you some totals real quick before we say goodnight to you. Iron Pigs, final line score, 6 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They strand 5. Woo Sox, 3 runs, 3 hits, 1 error. They strand 2. Tyler Phillips is your winner. He improves to 8-5. 6 innings for Tyler, 3 runs, 2 earned, 3 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. The loser's Brad Keller. Keller 3-3 on the season now. 5 2/3, 4 unearned runs on 5 hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. Dylan Covey, the save of the 1-2-3 ninth. We started at 6:48. Time of game, 2 hours, 18 minutes. Meaning that we finished up at 9:06 in front of 8,146 on Thursday night at Coca-Cola Park. With the victory, the Pigs improved to 67-76 in the season. Now 33-37 in the second half. They are now 35-37 at home, and they've won 2 straight. Woo Sox, they fall to 77-70 on the season, 42-30 in the second half, 36-36 on the road, and they've lost 2 straight. We'll be back on Fox Sports Radio, the Lehigh Valley 94.7 FM, 12:30 a.m. in Easton tomorrow, which means you're back in the studio, Connor, but you will be back with me come Sunday. I appreciate you joining me here today, because otherwise I've been lonely for the good majority of this season.
I appreciate you having me. It's a lot of fun to be down here at the ballpark. You're going to lock me back in my cage for tomorrow and Saturday, but it's going to be awesome to be back here on Sunday for not only the series finale, but the season finale against the Woo Sox. But before we get to the season finale, still got 2 more games to play.
Got 1 more tomorrow. Iron Pigs' final Friday night game. It'll be Seth Johnson against Justin Hagenman for the Woo Sox. 7:05 first pitch. Pre-game show will be at 6:35, which will be the next time we will talk to you. So, signing off for this evening, the end of our broadcast. For Connor Brown, I've been Sam Jelinek. Thank you so much for making us a part of your Thursday night. Until tomorrow, your final, it's the Iron Pigs 6 and the Woo Sox 3. This has been Iron Pigs Baseball here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network, presented by Ashley, the largest furniture store brand in North America.